Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is it going to be that breaks the back of the COVID-19 vaccine mandates and all the lies?
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones is in the building. He's just landed. He's coming up just shortly. But folks, what is it going to be? Think about everything we've seen. First of all, the idea of forced medication, it should already be illegal and despised, but I guess we've passed that. Moderna says, if you've taken the vaccine, you're twice as likely to get COVID. Whether it's Oscar De La Hoya or Chris Rock or an Olympic gold medal swimmer from Australia, you get the COVID vaccine, you get COVID, you end up in the ICU. Whereas if you don't get the vaccine, you get COVID, you recover in a couple days, you're just fine. But now, Project Veritas from inside the hospitals has doctors and nurses telling undercover journalists unknowingly that the vaccine is BS, it doesn't work, and it's all a lie. Here's a short clip.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got throwing myocarditis.
Yes.
All this is
probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right, but now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
Congestive heart failure. And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem is they are not doing the study. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
It's not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley, the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
That's really sad. She just come back from surgery from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared. They're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA. You have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a small clip. The full video is about 13 minutes. COVID vaccine exposed from inside the hospitals with federal government workers calling it out as a hoax. And a tool of death. So she says the vaccine isn't doing what it was intended to do. Sadly, yes, it is. It's killed 15,000 people so far this year that they've admitted, that they've actually admitted to.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a historic September 21st, 2021, because Joe Biden at the UN has announced this is the factotum of a president, the Biden regime that is in the White House, announced to the UN today that America surrenders to the New World Order. That's right. Joe Biden today, in a speech that he was fumbling and stammering through, of course, announced to the world and to the UN that he surrenders the United States of America and our sovereignty and our prosperity to the will of the New World Order. Now, having said that, the American people are more awake than ever before. You just saw a short clip from the most recent Project Veritas video from inside hospitals with a federal health worker whistleblower telling you everybody knows the vaccine is BS. Everybody knows it's not working. Everybody knows it's causing heart attacks and killing people, and they're all covering it up and they don't know what to do about it. They see the death, they see the side effects, they know everyone that's coming in with COVID that goes into the ICU has been vaccinated, and they don't get it. Well, it's time to take the next leap, ladies and gentlemen. COVID was created in a lab. It was then used to lock down the planet and destroy the economic systems of the West. It was also then used to bring in the vaccine that is actually causing now the vaccine variant pandemic. Most people that get the vaccine variant still aren't going to die. But they're panicked because the media tells them it's the worst, the most deadly virus ever. So they go to the ICU, they get remdesivir, it ruins their kidneys, fills their lungs with liquid, and then they get put on a ventilator and their lungs blowed out and killed. You did not see an increase in the percentage of the death in the United States of America in 2020, the year of the deadly pandemic. Not a single percentage increase in the death rate. I do predict you will see an increase in the death rate in the year 2021 because of the vaccines. Now, Black Lives Matter in the year 2020 was able to engage in complete lawlessness and criminality, whether it was in the name of George Floyd or somebody else that the media built up. And of course, we saw what happened last year. But now, Black Lives Matter is standing up against vaccine mandates, having demonstrations and protests against vaccine mandates. Well, if Black Lives Matter starts to loot and riot and assault against vaccine mandates, will the media still call it mostly peaceful? Will law enforcement be told to stand down and let it happen? We may find out. We may find out indeed. Can Americans finally come together against this forced medication with an on-record deadly vaccine that they knew would cause death before they even released it? We have the PowerPoints from October. What an incredible time to be alive. The juxtaposition of Joe Biden sitting in the White House with the Biden regime surrendering the United States to the New World Order today, as America is waking up and becoming more empowered as citizens than ever before, realizing the assaults against our civil rights. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones right now, but Alex Jones is in the building and he will be joining us very shortly to break all of this down, not to mention what's happening in Brazil, where Bolsonaro is now the leader of the free world. Bolsonaro, it turns out, is everything that Donald Trump, well, or I guess I should say everything we wish Donald Trump would have been. Brazilian president, guys, put that headline back up from News Wars, thank you. Brazilian President Bolsonaro forced to eat pizza on sidewalk in New York because he's not vaccinated. Now, they have this big UN General Assembly in New York where all of the elite have gathered. No travel restrictions, no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates for them. But for you, the slave, for you, the prisoner, you're subjected to the medical tyranny, but not the global elite. And Bolsonaro is now the only one in a position of leadership on the world stage standing against it. We salute Bolsonaro. We salute our Brazilians fighting for freedom. Brazilians unvaccinated Bolsonaro appears to break UN vaccine honor system during address. No, none of them have been vaccinated. That's why it wasn't a mandate for the UN General Assembly. Bolsonaro is the only one that's being honest about it. And then, of course, you just saw it in the Project Veritas video. Federal government whistleblower goes public with secret recordings. Government doesn't want to show the COVID vaccine is effect reporting under the mat. Now, folks, I know I'm not about to curse. I'm a journalist. This is what is said by the federal worker in the video, that the vaccine is full of crap. Now I'm censoring myself. What is it going to take? I interviewed a reporter and former police officer from Australia this morning, where the scenes in Australia are getting worse and worse by the day. Something has to give in Australia. What is going to break first? We saw violent confrontations and combat between Australian citizens and police today. This is what the New World Order is setting up, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand, it's now been announced by Biden today. The world elite that the left claims to stand against, you know, the tax the rich, how the 0.1% have 99% of the world's wealth, you know, those old talking points. They have created a situation where they are building a breakaway civilization. They have no need for us anymore. They've experimented on us enough to have their new technologies and life extension technologies. And they're now, in the case of Australia, attempting to incite a civil war between the police and the citizens. Something has to give. The citizens have had enough. Will the police willingly be the foot soldiers for the New World Order, or will they stand down? I think we're going to find out soon. But understand this. The world elite have been building and are now ready to execute the next phase of their breakaway civilization from the rest of humanity. And all the stuff that you're seeing, all the death from the vaccines, the viruses being made in labs, the pitting humans against one another, whether it's skin color or law enforcement versus civilians, it's all part of the global agenda. Biden announced it today. He said in the next 10 years, the world has to change. It's going to be a decisive time, meaning the world elite are about to take over the planet, put you into a prison-type system, force inoculate you with deadly vaccines, and have complete control over your body, your travel, your speech, and all of your rights as you know them will be gone if they are successful. But just like what you're seeing in Australia with the citizens being pit against the police and that's now getting violent, the whole world is starting to wake up to this, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the thing. InfoWars has been the tip of the spear in alerting the planet that this is happening. We are now in the phase of this plan that is so obvious, most people are now starting to see what's going on. This is why InfoWars was targeted for censorship This is why InfoWars is attacked so much. Much of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, which you may never even know about, maybe someday we'll be able to talk about it. But this is the current state of the planet, ladies and gentlemen. And I think it's going to come a time in the very, very near future where there is no more hedging. There is no more neutral ground. You're going to have to draw a line in the sand, and you're going to have to decide which line of the sand that you're going to stand on. Now, a lot of people have already decided, I'm with the globalists, I'm with the New World Order, I'm with the big government, I want to be a slave, I want to live in fear. For whatever reason, you've witnessed that. But everybody in this audience is going to have to make some serious choices in the very near future about what planet they want to live on in humanity's time on this planet going forward. Do you want to be a slave to medical tyranny? Do you want to live in a prison planet? Do you want the government telling you how to live your life? Do you want to be ruled by world elite, rich elite? Or do you believe that you have the right to self-government, the right to free speech, the right to self-defense, and everything else? Alex Jones in the house, joining us in 4 minutes. Historic times, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Black
Golden. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ago, and the crew got me here very, very quickly, and I just skidded into my chair here with Owen Schroyer. But sometimes here on the Alex Jones Show, sometimes I have my best broadcast when I haven't actually gotten super prepared, because I tend to get prepared at night and during the morning, and then get in here and go over the huge stacks of news here. That's why you saw all those big stacks that had not even been looked at, because Owen did his own research before he came on, and he's going to be hosting his own broadcast 3 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time today. And I think you guys, what Owen's letting you know is that TV's off right there. No big deal, but just a heads up on that. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. What a time to be here. I'm very blessed to be back in Austin, Texas. I was in D.C., and then I drove to the beautiful mountain country there in the Appalachians to be in on Tim Pool's show around the border of West Virginia and Maryland. And that was really interesting. I did like 4 hours with him last night at his regular podcast and a couple hours on his subscription podcast. And I have a lot of things to say. I also read on the flight back this morning, scanned over three newspapers. And it's just unbelievable the general public's reading of these things. I mean, when I do a podcast 3 days a week, I'm going to start doing at night to be commercial free just for, you know, folks to watch. I'm going to have a deal where I just look at what's in newspapers. Because we look at all the news online, all the video clips, everything, and kind of look at the leftist sites, mainstream sites, government sites, documents, legislation, what people shoot, video they get, what people say on Twitter, Facebook, you know, a wide spectrum. But, man, for folks to open up newspapers, it is just bonkers BS. Like, oh, my gosh, the Pfizer shot's totally still effective, and it's totally effective in children. You'll never get COVID-19. They're still lying at the level Biden is, where it's totally protected. Total lie. I mean, it is crazy. Plus, potty training cows. That was in the Washington Post science section. They're not just connecting colostomy bags to cows because their defecation, they say, is toxic because they put off methane. There's always been animals putting off methane. There's always been wild bovine, from the water buffalo of the world to the yaks to the bison here on our plains. In fact, just as many bovines as we have now. But it's all just a lie. Oh, everything animals do is evil now. So in Germany and places, they now make the cows, or they shock them, go into a bathroom stall where they contain all the methane and everything, and because it's all evil. Anything a carbon-based life form puts off is evil. I have that stack right here. That's the kind of stuff I have. Look right here. Will consumers find upcycled food appetizing? Dumpster food on your plate, the newest trendy thing. And then this is all Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Klaus Schwab stuff. And then right next to it, to fight climate change, scientists potty train cows. So see, I am not making any of this up. Owen, we're going to get into it all here today. What do you make of just the crazy time we're in?
Don't you understand, Alex? This planet is for Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab only.
Not even for cows.
Not for cows, not for dogs, not for humans. Only the global elite, Alex. You will take their deadly vaccines. You will lock yourself in your home until you die, and you will eat little tiny plant-based protein bars. You'll get one a day, and you're going to shut up and be a good slave, Alex.
And it's now official, because I read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. Okay, so I picked those up before we got on the plane.
Yikes, just the trash of the world.
And, I mean, my brain, after 3.5 hours flying back, I feel like it's been sucked out of my head.
You should try watching The View for half an hour.
And they had this whole article just groveling to Xi Jinping, but saying, oh, he's bitch slapped us, but that's okay. He's a real communist. We wish we were like him. I mean, this is just Fruit Loop level. And, oh, communism works so well. That's why China has had a 10% growth rate until recently, until the last 5 years. And it's still at 6 or 7%. And it's just, no, because they did one-sided trade deals where all our jobs went there because the globalists brokered it. I mean, the crap they feed people, mainstream news is basically cyanide. Cyanide to freedom.
Yeah, and think about, too, how we have this massive invasion at the southern border. And we're justified in saying, well, we have to take these people in. Look at the countries they came from. Well, what's wrong with the countries they came from? They're communists.
Well, that's the best part. The Wall Street Journal has Haitians swimming across the Rio Grande saying Border Patrol agents under investigation because the rein of a horse was hanging over.
Yeah,
because they tried to stop people illegally coming across. And then meanwhile, but oh, they're trying to swim into the white supremacist country. They're just back. Oh, we want the racists to get us. Oh, please. Oh,
yeah. Free market bad, but everyone racist to come to it. Oh, America racist, but all the quote unquote minority groups that aren't even really minorities are racing to come here. And Alex, you know, the one thing about Justin Trudeau.
Oh, stealing the election.
But well, I mean, we can get into those results. But the one thing about Trudeau is he actually says the things that they're not supposed to say out loud. You ever notice?
He says, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping. And somebody tells you a dictator, and then they have the same mail-in ballot stuff, and it doesn't match the numbers. He barely still won. They have a parliament. So he's a lame duck. He doesn't have a majority government.
So he said yesterday, he said, we're going to treat the climate crisis just like we treated the COVID crisis, meaning you're going to be enslaved.
Well, that's what they always said. They always said this is going to segue from lockdowns for this to lockdowns for that. There's going to be a carbon app on your phone.
And now they are just announcing all of it. They're just coming forward with all of it. And in Australia, things are getting violent, clashing between the police.
Oh, my God. It's like Road Warrior, which is where the film's based. Did you know? But I mean, I've got all the articles right here. But what's wrong with eating trash? There's actually an article about how incredible it is.
Oh.
And let me ask, will you consume upcycled foods? I'm asking
you.
It says it's garbage. You want to eat garbage?
No. I like steak dinners and potatoes and fresh veggies.
But notice they don't criticize like GMO food. They don't criticize McDonald's. They don't criticize stuff that isn't even food that's toxic for you. It's all about you need to have less calories for the earth, and it needs to come from bug protein. And we need you to eat bugs, not cows, bugs.
And the irony, too, is, Alex, you know, for the most part, people have been eating trash for the last 30 years in America. I mean, it's well-researched that
people do throw away a lot of food, and they shouldn't, but that doesn't mean we now eat bugs.
See, and that's one thing. If you wanted to have a discussion about less, you know, waste of food and stuff, hey, we can have that discussion. That's not what this is. This is just totalitarian government.
We have a poster on the wall. Totalitarianism dressing up as moral. We have a poster on the wall that says, from World War II, that says, food is a weapon, don't waste it. So people really shouldn't waste food, and I'm saying myself included. You got stuff in the damn refrigerator, eat it. Okay?
And that's just trying to be a better person and live by example.
Well, notice the left pushes, though, takeout everybody. And the new economy is you're going to be a driver of the takeout, which statistically it's not. It's the most unhealthy food. It exploits people that do it. You don't eat the food in your refrigerator. And I'm not saying I don't order takeout sometimes, but I'm trying not to. It's much better just to cook at home. It's a normal thing to cook. It's like farming or roofing or anything. It's fun to cook. You're meant to mess with your food. But people don't know how to cook anymore.
Yeah. And again, though, the research has been done, whether it's McDonald's or other fast foods, but I think McDonald's is the one that's the most researched, is that when you eat a steady diet of fast food, the gut bacteria just disappears. It just completely disappears.
Well, that's because McDonald's, as you know, has been irradiated and everything. It doesn't die under a dish. But a regular hamburger is like rotting in 3 days.
Yeah.
But under a dish, McDonald's doesn't die. It's eternal. It's like plastic.
So they've really been, again, people want to have a McDonald's burger. Okay, I'm not saying it's a, you know, have a McDonald's burger if you want. I'm just saying we've already been eating trash. They've already been feeding us things that are unhealthy. Now they're just going public and making it standard.
I'm not saying I won't eat a Sonic chili cheese dog. You might as well take a shotgun to your colon with that. But, I mean, it's damn good. I mean, I might sneak one in once a month.
But, yeah, you're not going to eat it every day.
Well, I mean, I just know I'm abusing myself. Let's not tell lies here.
Hey, but that's your right. That's your right.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But, hey, listen, Sonic coming up with your bug burger. They're not really, folks.
We're already halfway through September 2021.
It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to the heart of the resistance against the globalist takeover as they mop up the final areas of free speech around the planet. We sit here and watch Congress refuse to take action. But do you know who did take action? I have it right here in this weekend's Wall Street Journal. Xi Jinping has decided to basically kick out a lot of big tech corporations or demand that they take Chinese party members that are high level, even in the Politburo, onto their board of directors, which Apple and others have done.
than to give them the code keys to everybody's iPhones and Apple devices. That was actually, again, in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, a big article about Xi Jinping cracking down on capitalism and saying, we are communists, we're going to be communists, we're going to dominate the world with international communism, and about how he took down Jack Ma and Alibaba and all the rest of it. And he says, my final decision, he said this in a speech that they released a transcript of to the communists at a private hotel, heavily guarded, last year, was when they took in the winter, right after the election, Trump's Twitter away, and when they started censoring the U.S. Senate, Xi Jinping said, our main enemy, we've already conquered basically the American government, our main enemy now is going to be big tech and the globalists. And so I actually have all these giant papers together here in my hands, and I was just looking during the break trying to find the Xi Jinping part, but I will. It was a huge, long article, and I'm going to read some of that to you. But we already knew all this, but it was just crazy that they actually put it out in the official elite communist publication that in Chinese translate to English to In Search of Truth. And so I'm reading transcripts of In Search of Truth. I went and looked it up myself and found it in Chinese English news. I didn't just believe this. And I looked it up on Wi-Fi, and sure enough, it was true. And so whenever we've had guests on that have said Xi Jinping's becoming like Putin, this big person in opposition to globalism, it was happening. So that made me think of Justin Trudeau, who the experts agree, and Trump's got the analysis, and I agree with him. You saw massive election fraud in 2020. You saw it in California. Almost every Republican that went to vote being told, oh, sorry, somebody voted for the Democrat operative in your name. That clearly that's going on, but there's such a landslide against Trudeau that he still lost control of the parliament, because, again, it's a parliamentary system where it's like their Congress basically goes in the general election as well. So he is a lame duck, and that is now unfolded because they've only got so many people off the voting rolls they've put back on, only so many people that died, only so many people that have moved to another province. Just like in Florida and Texas, they had a reservoir of that in the 2020 election to be able to beat Trump. They were going to give Biden, Texas, and Florida, claim everything went blue. Democrats were saying that was happening to create a psychological demoralization to make us believe the fraud, because it would just be so big and overwhelming. But they ran out of the dead voters, the people that had moved out of state, and people that had stopped voting but were still on the rolls. That database, that was the big thing that came out of Mike Lindell's event that nobody gave attention. He had a real analyst on showing the real numbers and then showing how people lived in other states or had died. And so the same thing happened in Canada, is they just ran out of bullets. And the way they describe it is like a hill where you've got to go basically, 170 to get over the hill, but they only have so many votes, so much gas, you only get basically 100. And so in Texas and in Florida, the answer is total landslides can overwhelm fraud because they only have so many votes they can put in, Owen. So they've got big problems. And I also noticed a theme in the Washington Post that was, Trump's crazy. The new religion was the headline of the Republican Party is election fraud. Then they separately had articles about Belarus being a fraud. They separately had fraud about all these other countries they don't like and how their elections can't be trusted and how their elections aren't transparent. And, of course, obviously, they were showing a bunch of nations in different articles their election looks like a scam, and, this election isn't transparent because it's people they don't like getting in. Well, we're not just doing that here. Obama really won the election both times. People bought into his BS. But that's not what's happening with Joe Biden, and we all know it.
Well, and remember, just a month ago, the Democrats were calling for an audit of the recall election because they knew that Newsom was legitimately behind, at least on the straight-up recall vote. They know that there were probably more recall votes than not. So they were saying, we need to audit this before it even happened. Then they got the result that they wanted, and it was like almost 10 million less votes than the 2020 presidential election in California magically. And so then all of a sudden they stopped wanting to call for audits. Of course, we had the Russian interference and meddling narrative for 2 years that I guess that doesn't count anymore either. But you asked me in the break, what is the biggest news story right now, Alex? And it's hard to really say. Is it the inevitable fate of Australia, where physical violence seems to be in the near future of police versus citizens. Yesterday, we had a doctor on that explained to me why. I mean, this should be it, Alex. 99% of COVID deaths happen in hospitals. Why would that be? How does that not alarm people?
It's because the way they treat you is what kills you, and that's been admitted. And that's what's crazy is that last year it was totally made up, and the hospitals were killing everybody. This year they've released something. Most scientists believe it's coming out of the vaccine, and the FDA had hearings Saturday saying we believe it came out of the vaccine. I don't know. I know that I talk to hospitals, and I make calls around the country. 4 months ago, it was only hitting Texas and Florida. We were hit at the exact same time. Going back a year and a half ago, a lot of experts I respect, like General Flynn, believed it had been artificially released in only three areas around the world. And so that's not how these plagues work. It's not how new viruses work unless it's been artificially released. And then they would keep spreading. It didn't. And so now they're hitting the Midwest. Now they're hitting Kansas and Missouri. Now they're hitting Oklahoma. And now they're hitting, other conservative just enclaves are being hit. And all the money is on that this globalist consortium is releasing. And hell, I mean, they cooked up the stuff at Wuhan. They made the virus. They did gain a function. They stand to gain. They war gamed a virus will be released. All the evidence points towards it's an ongoing bio attack. And I'm really concerned about what they're going to release next.
And more is coming out about Fauci's involvement with the Chinese Communist military, funding at least 60 projects that we know of. Some of the latest reports are insinuating it's over 200.
Say that again, though. As more documents come out, because we had hundreds last year, now it's hundreds and hundreds more this year, of him saying gain of function. He was the bag man directly with the Chinese military. So he's literally the equivalent of Hitler 2.0. I mean, this guy is the absolute enemy of humanity.
Imagine, though, we have a list. This isn't hearsay. This isn't conjecture. We have a list of politicians or government workers that we know have colluded with China. Joe Biden, General Milley, Anthony Fauci, Dianne Feinstein, Eric Swalwell.
By the way, let me just tell folks, I don't know, they're a little bit, they're showing us from what we talked about a few minutes ago. This is Australia, people blocking the roads all over the country. Keep going.
And it's just descending into chaos there. But this is inevitable. And I'm afraid that the fate of Australia also goes the fate of the world. You know, they haven't been able to have the COVID tyranny in America as much as Australia because we still have enough people here that live to be free and business owners and politicians that don't want to do this. But they're slowly encroaching. And Biden announced today at the UN he's surrendering the United States in the New World Order. That's why our border is open. And
you know, we should probably get that video for next hour. In fact, get to Biden from the UN, please. I forgot I meant to do that.
They have it. We covered it this morning on the American Journal, so they should be able to pull that in quite easily. But it's eventually going to come here, Alex. And Biden even said this is a decisive decade. The U.S. is surrendering to the will of the New World Order, and we have choices to make now to stop COVID and climate change. They're announcing you're done. You're done. You as a free citizen.
And let's announce, they're announcing every form of wealth from cows to chickens to fish.
Oh, they want to be in your bed.
They're now announcing trees create carbon, so you can't grow those. Now the left says trees are bad. They want to dictate everything to you. You understand that, folks? This is a post-industrial world. So we're going to look at Canada, what happened there. We're going to look at Biden's big speech to the UN. Glad you reminded me of that. We've got Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, with that huge news coming out.
Woo.
But I want to talk to you about, what do you think of all this news the biggest story is? Because they're all big, but they all like Russian dolls fit together. It's the New World Order. The border's collapsing. The forced inoculations. The global IDs. All of it is...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Montana, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schroyer here riding shotgun with me throughout the entire broadcast today. We're shaking stuff up because we like to do it. He hosted American Journal that Harrison Smith normally hosts 8 a.m. every weekday morning. And then today, Harrison's going to be hosting The War Room. And I'm shaking it up more than that. A couple weeks, I'm going to host out of the old studio that I used to host out of, talk about nostalgia, and then Owen's going to host out of here. We're just going to mix it up. And then I'm going to host out of Harrison's studio. Everybody cross-trained on all the equipment, and just again, shake it up for all the great TV viewers and listeners and radio listeners that are out there with this great crew that makes it all possible. Owen, I knew what they would do, but it's the same tactic every time. When you had all these FDA boards, including the top board, come out Friday and Saturday and vote nearly unanimously in both boards, 16-2, 26-1, that we shouldn't have boosters, and you shouldn't inject under 16, and this drug is failing, and it isn't protecting people, and it's not a vaccine, and it's down to 39% with the Pfizer shot, and that's even with studies the drug company gives them. Moderna's down to 50-something percent. And their answer is then just put out new fake studies. Oh, Pfizer says it's safe in children. Well, all the leftists that brought their children in, little babies, to be injected, when they really want our children, even though even the so-called Delta variant doesn't really hurt children. It gives them a sore throat, maybe their lungs hurt. There's so much stuff being put out. We know we're being lied to on every front. To me now, seeing it all just glazed over, And Fauci spent it Saturday on CNN. He goes, the clip was on InfoWars.com. I'm sure a lot of you saw it. It was all over the news. They played it everywhere. He's like, this shows the system works, that we're not doing boosters right now. But we are going to give the children shots, as he's been saying, in October. They're going to legalize it. They're going to authorize it through emergency with one-third the injection of the Pfizer. I mean, they really want to do it because this, the evidence is showing, we know, turns off the white blood cell killer Ts. They don't know if it does it forever. You know Fauci's done all these other clandestine tests. They know. So, again, how do they think they're going to get away with this? With just new stories, new viruses, new scams, new fear. But to sit back and see them not just go after their dumb constituents who they want to kill, who they don't want to pay their pension funds to, but to see them now go after children metaphysically at a spiritual level who don't have what you'd really call full free will yet. That's why you have the, you know, the sexual consent age at 17 or 18. That's why you've got the liquor age at 21, you know, things like nicotine at 21, gambling, because this is something, okay, you're an adult. You can destroy your life if you want, but we don't do this to children. But everything about the left is, oh, in Europe and Canada and Australia and everywhere, oh, we're going to give your five-year-old a shot even if you don't like it. They can make the decision. And, oh, children in California, they're trying to pass a law if they're gay, can have sex when they're 12. And the same senator that legalized giving people HIV and hepatitis, he has that bill introduced. So they're making a run at our children and at free will and at our future. And it is truly satanic, Owen.
Well, it's training the children at a young age that the concept of freedom doesn't even exist. So you shouldn't even have that notion. And then the sexualization of them is just a whole nother level of it. But remember last week Fauci was on TV and he said he was asked about natural immunity. And he just says, oh, I don't know about natural immunity. I haven't looked into that. What? What do you mean you haven't looked? What do you mean you don't know about
it? That's like Pluto. I've never heard of that. What's that?
I'm an astronaut. The moon? I don't know about the moon. What's that goofy thing? I never heard of the moon. I'll look into the moon. I'm just an astronaut. I work for NASA, but I don't know about the moon. And so Johnson & Johnson also came out today and said that you need a booster every 2 months now, Alex, every 2 months.
And I told you that was coming because it was in the – a year and a half ago, that's what Gates said. He goes, you're going to get a shot every few months. People are like, how does Jones know this? Because they tell you.
By the way, this was just something that was just kind of off the wall. I had the doctor on yesterday. That was such a powerful interview. It needs 10 million views. It needs 100 million views, quite frankly, with Dr. Artis. But he's going to be back on with me on the War Room next week. And I asked him a question off air because I didn't want to sound like a complete moron asking this question. It's just one of those basic things that you don't think to ask. And I said, Doc, why – you talk about any intravenous treatment or drug use, you go right into the vein, right? You find the vein, you go right into the vein. How come with vaccines you just willy-nilly stick it in the arm and God knows what happens? And you know what he said? He said, I don't know. He said, I have no idea, actually. So think about that. What is it? Where is the vaccine even going? What scientific purpose does this vaccine just going willy-nilly into your arm?
They actually put the lipid on it so it goes through the blood-brain barrier where it's not supposed to go. They do that directly. But let's just pull back. Let me show TV viewers this, and I'll describe it for radio listeners. This is one page out of the Washington Post, E4. Okay? It's the same page. And the whole paper is like this. Will consumers find upcycled foods appetizing garbage? They're going to make school kids eat it. Another article. To fight climate change, scientists potty train cows because they're saying their methane, their gas is toxic, even though there have been bovine all over the surface of the planet forever, from Africa to the Americas to Asia to everywhere. And they estimate actually higher numbers in many areas of cows than are out now. These are just domesticated. Like a pig, you know, turns into a wild boar after about a year, grows long hair, tusks when it gets outside the pen. So cows go wild once they've, you know, lived outside as well, and then you haven't been domesticated. So, again, all women must have cesareans. All of us must be given a gene therapy that gets rid of our immune system. We've got to have all these new things every few months for whatever's out there because they've erased our immune system. And then it gives you basically Barrett's disease in humans and creates superviruses. That's the mainline science. So that's where all this is going. And now they're sticking tubes in the rear ends of cows, and they wear a big giant bag on their back in Canada and Germany and torture them. And the animal rights people love it. Oh, it's stopping their farts. Folks, there have always been creatures on this planet. Plankton pass gas, fish pass gas, turkeys pass gas, elephants do it. It's our damn atmosphere. But they're telling you that gas from cows is bad. It's a giant industry they want to target and take over and restrict, okay? And they're telling you you'll get like, you know, one piece of meat a year officially. So just when I show you this, they're making life artificial. They don't want babies getting mother's milk. They don't want women having children vaginally. They don't want children to learn their own immune system. They want pod people and pod cows. And they want to shove giant hoses up the rear ends of cows. By the way, you can type in, cows now wearing fart bags is the headline. I mean, they have thousands of cows in Canada with they torture with bags hooked up to them. So this isn't a joke, okay? Yeah, there's a fart bag on a cow.
And by the way,
this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is scientists trying to put us all in cages. They want to make us all lab rats.
All the research that has been done into having a soy diet, it's just all negative. It's all negative. In fact, there was one study that I was following on this website, Herculean Strength, that's just into, you know, fitness lifting weights and stuff. And there was a guy who was on a soy-based diet for 3 months, had all kinds of failures in his organs. He developed breast tissue. I mean, just totally unhealthy.
That's why they feed you an all-soy diet basically in prisons, because it takes men and destroys them. And let's expand. We'll expand on that next hour, Owen.
Well, and then, so what happened was he quit doing it after the 3 months of experiment. He went back on a normal diet and basically was able to just get back into health, just back on a normal diet for 3 months.
And soy and potato chips and everything. But let's be clear. It was Henry Ford that popularized the soybean for humans. And if you process soybeans right, it has a very low level of estrogen, but they're processing basically whole soybeans that you might as well just cut your testicles off. And women, you might as well just get breast cancer because it makes you grow breast cancer. That's in the studies. We're going to go to break. We got Project Veritas with their bombshell news coming up next hour. Owen and I are going to cover the waterfront. We got so many clips. We've got Biden at the UN just announcing more world government, the sellout of U.S. sovereignty, and how we pledge to inject the whole planet. That is next hour. But please understand, we're only able to be on air because of you, and I want to thank you all for your support. We sell high-quality products that make your life better. We have vitamin D3 in winter sun, highest rating D3 under the tongue, key for immune system, your whole body, especially for folks that don't get enough sun, especially for folks with brown skin, old people, but it's good for young people as well. I take it every day, InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. That sale has to end on Monday. We have Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12. Take it under the tongue again for your stamina, focus, libido, your whole body. It's such a key foundation, everything. It's 50% off. We have X2, the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine. So many people are deficient in iodine. They try to keep it out of your food, keep it out of all your products. Used to, the government till the 70s put it in the salt. And it made IQs in the U.S. go up 15 points on average within the first 20 years from putting it in the 1930s. A lot of deformities went down. There's all sorts of issues. You need to know about iodine. We have the best you're going to find. InfoWarsStore.com, X2, discover the power of deep earth crystal iodine and unleash it. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but the sale on the Winter Sun and the sale on the Ultra 12 will end on Monday. It'll go back to like 10% off because we're not going to have more that comes in for months. Separately, all apparel is at cost, and I didn't know they hadn't added the baseball caps and stuff, so now it is all the apparel, is at cost. That means the lowest shirts are $9.95, the most expensive are $14.95, because some of the stuff costs like $18. Some of the shirts cost us $5, so they average it together for the lower cost items are $9.95, and the higher cost items are $14.95, so it averages together at cost, InfoWarsStore.com, hundreds of t-shirt designs, help wake people up, trigger leftists, you'll meet lots of like-minded people, stuff like arrest Fauci, arrest Gates, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, Baby Lives Matter, Biden, the groping shirt, the Space Force shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of them are limited edition.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.